Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, a podcast where we share news, information, resources, tips and tricks about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes and then search for Dyscalculia Headlines. You can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page.
Accommodations at home and at school for dyscalculia, dyscalculia poem, dyscalculia at the gym, masterclass number lines, and a project manager with dyscalculia. This is our podcast for week 12 in 2023. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, to help us review the links of the week. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're always happy to see your happy face here and get some of your knowledge and experience spread out over the waves here. So we have some nice links. The first one is about accommodations for dyscalculia at home and at school.
Yes, yes.
What do we have here?
Actually, very, very nice. Because we always talk about all those accommodations at school, but you know, they do math at home too for the homework. So let's not forget that. And this is actually from the Tech Advocate blog. It comes with a great article written by Matthew Lynch. And it lists a whole range of accommodations that are easy to implement, both at home and at school. And a great discussion starter, actually, for your next parent-teacher conference, I would say. So you can actually help the teachers realize that the children deserve this support to level the playing field with their peers, that it's not like a selective helping, which is out of range and then does not make it fair for the other ones who do not need those accommodations. Anyway, one of the recommendations that caught my eye is just as a student requires a quiet place to work at school, particularly for tests and quizzes, parents should provide a quiet environment at home to make math homework easier.
No,
instead of sitting on the busy kitchen table and the whole family being around and talking to each other. Because like too often we see children in a noisy classroom or even a corridor, that also happens at home, like I said, the kitchen table. But we have even seen kids who do sit in bed when they try to do math, and then during an online
and how did that go?
Math session, actually. Well, anyway, this is a recommendation. It's a good one. And then my favorite is obviously let them play math games, and preferably you as a parent play with them. Now, actually, that reminds me of the last wonderful 60th LDA conference in Las Vegas earlier this year, where I had a talk just about this, how to choose the right math games to play, because there are so many to choose from, but you want to have that what works for your child at that moment. So great link, lots of accommodations that are suggested here, too many to review, you need to read it yourself. And you can actually print the list, have it handy when you meet with the teachers of your student.
To do some suggestions, absolutely. Yeah. Now, the next link talks about a dyscalculia poem. What do we have here?
Yeah, that is really, really nice. And obviously, we love all awareness. And this time, we find it on the Bard of Kelvindale blog. And here's posted a poem about dyscalculia. I can't let this go. I need to just read a part of it. So, here goes. No doubt you have heard of dyslexia, but I doubt you know of dyscalculia. The former, the scourge of the aspiring reader, the latter hinders any mathematical cheerleader.
Nice.
So, and then another strophe. We are told to stop thinking that math is quite scary. High intelligence needed for its mastery. The subject has been shrouded in a kind of mystique. Lesser mortals retiring in a fit of pique. And then some later on, from simple arithmetic, we might proceed. not allowing problems progress to impede, gradually attacking the language algebraic geometric shapes, which are somewhat archaic.
Very nice.
And then the last sentence is where he dispels dyscalculia.
Okay. Who wrote this?
This is from Ken Fisher. Okay. And it's a wonderful piece of poetic awareness, something you can print and put on the wall of your classroom.
Right. Now, the next link is about dyscalculia at the gym. That sounds surprising to me. What does a gym have to do with dyscalculia?
Yeah. It is indeed surprising, but here's a person who has trouble making sense of the weights of his dumbbells at the gym. And that is due to dyscalculia, because if you put more on there, you need to add up those weight numbers, right? And this is just one of the reminders that dyscalculia can have an impact on many parts of your life when it's not remediated.
Right.
And a while ago, actually, we had the story about the runner who didn't know how fast he was going. And that was also due to the dyscalculia. He had made a wrong calculation to figure out the speed using miles per hour, which is, I have to agree, somewhat complicated.
But this is
a good story and a good reminder that people with dyscalculia may encounter issues in unexpected areas throughout their whole life.
Right. Now, the next link is about the masterclass on number lines. And I think this comes straight from you, right?
Yes, I couldn't help this. And I hope people like the link. It is a reworked version of a presentation I did recently for the NCTM, National Council of Teachers Mathematics. And I did that because children often see the various topics in math as completely separate. For them, it's not a coherent system. And some of them even fail to see the connection between multiplication and division, which are obviously each other's inverse.
Right.
And seeing this as a lot of different topics makes it so difficult for children to progress and work through math as a whole and see the relations between those topics. And if they would see those relations, it would make it so much easier to move through the curriculum. Anyway, also teachers, and there's a big time issue going on because they usually need to rush to get everything done. And they have very thick curriculum books that apparently need to be covered. They do not have the time to spend much attention to that relationship between the topics. But rather they move on from week to week, from topic to topic, from chapter to chapter.
Yep, test to test.
From test to test.
Topic, right?
And without being able to help the students to tie it all together.
Okay.
So my masterclass is actually an explanation of how you can use smart number lines to tie many math topics together, from addition, actually all the way to exponents, from subtraction through to graphs. And it's all a part of a system that you can explain through number lines, the connection between two numbers. And I really hope this helps the teachers to explain it to their students so that they can make more sense.
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah. It's important to see it all as one system and not think, okay, this is another topic and comes on top of it. No, it's part
and
of
now
it.
I need to start all over. Right. No, yeah. You can build on the knowledge you already have.
It's a good take. Well, it brings us actually to our last link for this week, and that talks about a project manager with dyscalculia. How is that possible?
Well, apparently it is possible. Obviously not without challenges. We have to be honest about that. But this project manager explains actually on LinkedIn how she manages the work that she needs to do. And this is a great example of a career that would not immediately come to mind when talking about somebody with dyscalculia. But people like this prove that nothing is possible. Nothing is impossible. They, through hard work and tenacity and usually sheer grit, they get where they want to be. They follow their dreams. And this project manager actually uses some tools to handle calculations and to quantify information. But she makes totally up for these challenges that slow her down by having a really strong capacity to focus and to take in lots of information.
Actually,
a lot more than many non-dyscalculic people could do. And her processing capacity and also processing speed sets her apart. So I think this is a very good example for those with dyscalculia to look beyond their learning disability, choose their chosen profession, where some of their hidden talents may compensate for their, still obvious challenges in the numerical areas.
So we see, our dear listeners, nothing is impossible here. Well, thank you, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights. We hope to see you again next week for another set of our links that we post on Dyscalculia Headlines. Please, my dear listeners, go to the website from Dr. Schroeder, dyscalculiaservices.com, and browse to see all the wealth of information that she has there, and particularly see if you are so inclined, if you want to join the League of Tutors for Dyscalculia. All the information about that is at dyscalculiatutortraining.org.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.